More than half of the state's COVID-19 deaths have come from nursing homes. So those and other long-term care facilities are getting a lot of attention in the new state budget. The patient protection proposal in the budget would give the Ohio Department of Health the power to shut down nursing homes deemed unsafe. Pete Van Runkel heads the group that lobbies for nursing homes and says ODH already has that power by going to court. So he's concerned about giving the agency more authority.
It's a serious issue because if you're moving people out of a facility, there is a certain amount of trauma involved with that. And relocation to potentially farther away from family members.
The budget would also set aside $50 million for the state to buy unused nursing home beds to cut down on shared rooms and would lower occupancy rates with more Medicaid waivers so people can get care at home. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.